7 minutes past seven, Lisa Pereira is here with It Says in the Papers.
There's a striking photograph on the front of the Irish Examiner of a man carrying an elderly lady through mud and pouring rain in Playa Siboney in Cuba. She's wearing a wide-brimmed straw hat and only one sock. The man is followed by others, one carrying a child with a pink umbrella and the rest carrying bags of possessions. Cuba is where Hurricane Melissa is headed from Jamaica. Its Prime Minister, Andrew Holness, provides the headline below the photo, "Nothing can withstand a Category 5 storm." For the second day in a row, the Irish Independent leads with a story about RTE. It's to do with executives and their salaries. They top the list of highest earners as big-name presenters leave, writes Fionnán Sheehan. He's taking his figures from RTE's 2024 annual report, which has yet to be published. It reveals that Joe Duffy was the top earner last year with €351,000. Behind him were four members of the leadership team, led by Director General Kevin Backhurst, on just under €340,000. But Joe Duffy has left, so won't be on the next top 10 list. It's apparent, writes Sheehan, that the real big earners in Montrose are not the on-air talent, but senior management. Last night's Nations League match between Ireland and Belgium is on the front of the Irish Times, the Irish Sun and the Independent. In what it calls an exclusive, the Sun speaks to the father of Katie McCabe, who became only the eighth female player to win a historic 100th cap for the match, which saw Ireland being promoted to League A. Dad Gary spoke of his pride in his daughter, but also recalled that she'd almost cut short her career in the UK because she was homesick. She was only there 6 or 7 months when she was wanting to come home, he told the paper. I said, no, okay, that's a wrong move. She stuck it out with Arsenal, where she was twice named Player of the Year and has been nominated for the prestigious Ballon d'Or. The Irish Daily Mail has figures on hospital waiting lists and reports that two-thirds of targets are consistently being missed. Under a plan published in February, hospitals were set a target of treating people within 10 weeks for outpatients and 12 weeks for inpatients in 50% of cases. But hospitals are missing their monthly targets in 67% of cases. The Herald reports that an English tourist who was allegedly kicked in the head in Dublin's Temple Bar in August has died. Anthony Heron, a father of one, was rushed to hospital with critical injuries in the aftermath of the attack. He remained in an induced coma in Beaumont Hospital before being transferred home to England, where, according to a Garda statement, he died last Saturday. A 22-year-old man, Dara O'Brien, of no fixed abode, has appeared in court, accused of assault causing harm. The Irish News carries a front-page photo of Martin O'Neill. He's said to be excited about his return to Celtic as interim manager after an absence of 20 years. But he's adamant that the appointment is temporary. Interim does mean interim, he said. Celtic are looking for a young coach with proven ability. I'll just keep the seat warm.
Lisa, thank you.